I'm sorry. Bailey rose. The polite thing would be to accompany Gruer to the door. In the first place, however, he wasn't at all anxious to approach the door and the unprotected open, and in the second, he wasn't sure where the door was. He remained standing in uncertainty. Gruer smiled and nodded. He said, "I will see you again. Your robots will know the combination if you wish to talk to me." And he was gone. Bailey exclaimed sharply. Gruer and the chair he was sitting on were simply not there. The wall behind Gruer, the floor under his feet, changed with explosive suddenness. Daniil said calmly, "He was not there in the flesh at any time. It was a tri-dimensional image. It seemed to me you would know. You have such things on Earth."
"Not like this," muttered Bailey.
A tri-dimensional image on Earth was encased in a cubic force field that glittered against the background. The image itself had a tiny flicker. On Earth, there was no mistaking image for reality. Here. No wonder Gruer had worn no gloves. He needed no nose filters, for that matter. Daniil said, "Would you care to eat now, partner Elijah?" Dinner was an unexpected ordeal. Robots appeared. One set the table. One brought in the food.
"How many are there in the house, Daniil?" Bailey asked.
"About 50, partner Elijah."
"Will they stay here while we eat?"
One had backed into a corner, his glossy, glowing-eyed face turned toward Bailey.
"It is the usual practice," said Daniil, "for one to do so in case its service is called upon. If you do not wish that, you have only to order it to leave."
Bailey shrugged.
"Let it stay."
Under normal conditions, Bailey might have found the food delicious. Now he ate mechanically. He noted abstractedly that Daniil ate also with a kind of unimpassioned deficiency. Later on, of course, he would empty the fluorocarbon sack within him into which the eaten food was now being stored. Meanwhile, Daniil maintained his masquerade.
"Is it night outside?" asked Bailey.
"It is," replied Daniil.
Bailey stared somberly at the bed. It was too large. The whole bedroom was too large. There were no blankets to burrow under, only sheets. They would make a poor enclosure.